This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information on the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. In the studio with me now is Carolyn Winslow. Carolyn is with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Butler County. It's our pleasure to welcome Carolyn Winslow to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
All right. So, Carolyn, let's start at the beginning. You know, we've all heard the name Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Tell us about the mission behind what you guys do. We've heard the name again.
Okay. The mission is pretty simple. What we want to do is place a caring adult into a child's life who, for one reason or another, doesn't have that person there, because there are lots of kids who don't have significant adults in their lives. And so our mission is simply to place them together to develop a close one-to-one mentoring relationship that hopefully will last the rest of their lives.
Okay, good. And so do you see a lot of that mentors that stay with the young people and they follow them into adulthood? Do you see a lot of that?
Yeah, we do, actually. We just brought somebody new onto our board of directors who is a professor at Miami and has been matched with his little brother for 42 years.
Wow.
And they consider themselves family.
Okay, good. That's good to know. Now, that's a good lead into my next question. What do we know, or do you guys do studies, or what do we know about the impact these mentors are having on these young people's lives? What do we know there?
There's actually been a lot of research done on Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We're what's considered an evidence-based practice, which means that actually outside independent research has proved that there's validity when we say things like they'll do better in school, they'll not get involved with drugs and alcohol, and we actually have research to back those things up. One of the most important things we see at our organization in Hamilton or Butler County is simply that the kids do better educationally. And I think that's wonderful. We see, on average, an increase in grades in at least two subjects every year. And so, obviously, that's going to make a big difference for kids. But we also just see tremendous behavioral changes. They get along with peers and family better. We also have almost 100% rate of prevention in terms of kids entering juvenile delinquent situations and entering the court system.
Okay, and so let's be specific. Why do you think that is? What are these mentors providing?
I think they are providing someone who doesn't have to see them, isn't court ordered to see them, doesn't have some sort of a family obligation to see them, but they're providing somebody instead who chooses to see them. And I tell you, one of the very first things we see, even before we truly measure anything, we'll ask the parent or guardian, you know, what changes have you seen? And they can just say, you know, I can't quantify it, but they're just happier. Mm-hmm. And that's the basic thing we're looking for. We're really hoping to step in and make the child realize that there are things outside of perhaps their family that are really fun and helpful to them and will help them succeed.
Okay. And so for you on a personal level, through your own eyes, what have you seen in terms of how a mentor has made the difference through this program, Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Oh, my gosh. So many things. You know, we've got tons of stories of kids going to college and they're the first college graduate in their entire family. That's not uncommon for us. You know, I honestly think it's just the truly wonderful friendships that develop where a child tells you, I love them, you know, and they mean it. And the big feels the same way. You know, we recognize our volunteers and kids every year at a what we call an annual celebration. And the stories we hear are just wonderful. They make you smile. I mean, everybody's either in tears or laughing by the time they leave the banquet. So they really just, they change kids' lives. You know, the child who feels that somebody is paying attention to them, that somebody is listening to them, and really trying to do what's best for them just helps tremendously.
Okay, so let's talk about the mentor side of things. What commitment in terms of time and what are you looking for in this individual that will mentor this young person? What are you looking for?
Well, over the years, we've developed a lot of different types of mentoring options for people because we truly believe that it's our job to make it as easy as possible for people to volunteer and to have a volunteer mentoring opportunity kind of to fit in everyone's schedule. So it can vary from as little as a 1 hour commitment a week over the lunch hour. It can be an hour after school. It can be, you know, 3 to 4 hours every week in a more unstructured environment. It could be after school in like an after school program, you know, all sorts of different things. But we are looking for somebody who can be consistent. The kids in our program have had people in and out of their lives over the years, and we don't need somebody else to be another in and out person. We really need somebody who's going to stick with it. So we're looking for at least a year's commitment to it. And to be honest, our average match is up to 3 years long. So most people who volunteer for us find they get more from the program than the child does. So once you agree to do it, generally you're having fun and mm-hmm. you stick with it.
Okay, good. And so let's talk again about this candidate, this person that will be the mentor. What are you looking for? What type of person, you know, should you love the outdoors? Should you, you know, obviously you should like kids, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, but what is there a certain type of person that will make the best candidate? Are you looking for everyone?
We're looking for everyone. Mm-hmm. You nailed it because, you know, we have right now, we have usually between 150 and 200 kids who are waiting to get matched. And the Cincinnati Big Brothers Big Sisters has that as well, more than that by far. And so there are as many types of kids as we have volunteers. So for every kid who's an outdoors lover, we have somebody who's, you know, hey, I'd rather hang out and play video games, you know, and that's fine. We kind of believe we take kids where they are and then we add things to their lives. We're a strength-based program. We're not trying to fix kids. We are trying to make them stronger and more resilient so that, you know, they're able to survive their childhood and move on to a successful adulthood. So we're looking for all kinds of people. You know, I think people think they have to be Mother Teresa or, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. And it is just not the case. You know, we do background checks and that kind of thing. But, you know, we also recognize there can be situations in people's lives that don't look good on paper. But when they tell us about it and talk about what they learned, maybe we can make that work, you know. So we're not looking for anybody with any special skills. You know, we have a poster in our office that says qualified by life. Mm-hmm. And that's truly what I believe. I mean, I don't think there's too many people out there beyond the people maybe who just don't like kids. But, you know, if you feel like you like kids, we've got somebody who you're going to match up with and you're going to share some interests with and you're going to have fun together. That's okay. What's cool about our program. I mean, you can make such a huge difference and have a great time while you're doing it.
And one thing that really stood out, one of the things you said, you don't have to be Mother Teresa, because I think a lot of people might be listening saying, you know, I might want to be a mentor, but let me get my life together first. You know, I'm not perfect and things like that. So I think a lot of the time we think we have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. And we've, you know, it's funny because we've looked at the word mentor. And we've looked at our name of Big Brother or Big Sister, and we've considered changing our name so that people knew we mentored and that kind of thing. But in some ways, I think that word can be scary to people. They think, oh, I can't do that, you know, and I can't be a foster parent, you know, that kind of thing. That is not what we do. And that's not where the impact comes from. In the same way that anybody can be a Big Brother, truly, or a big sister in a biological sense, they can also be one just out there for all sorts of kids.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. In the studio with me, we're joined by Carolyn Winslow. She is with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Butler County. For more information on the show or to like us, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now as well. You can also listen to us anytime you would like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app, and you can like us there. You can subscribe to the show there as well and listen anytime you would like. Now, coming up, you guys are in the midst of this 50 mentors in 50 days. Is that right?
Yep.
Tell me about this program. It just launched recently. Tell me about it.
Well, it's really exciting. We're kind of challenging ourselves. What we want to do is find 50 new mentors in 50 days. So it'll wrap up at the end of June. And we're really excited by that. We've kind of beefed up our whole enrollment team so that they can take applications quickly, and we can process people very efficiently and very quickly and move them into actually being matched with one of the, 150, I think we're at 154 children right now. So, those kids all need to have a big brother or a big sister. And so we're really hoping through a lot of media outlets and different venues. We're out in the community all throughout this time to really be able to find 50 new people who are willing to step up for a child.
Okay. And we talked about what it takes. So you don't have to be perfect. We know that. But beyond that, what are we doing to get people in the door, to get them to mentor? Why should they step up right now?
Because they're needed. I mean, I get to know about all the children who are waiting and the kids who've been waiting over 2 years.
And so let me interrupt you there, mm-hmm. because that must be a horrible feeling to know that, okay, I need a mentor, but there's no one there for me. That has to be horrible, right?
Mm-hmm. And we do lots of things to keep the kids who are waiting active in our program. And so once they are interviewed and become officially enrolled in our program, they are already a little brother or a little sister. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they get to go on activities with us. And during the summer, we do things every 2 weeks. They spend a day with us. And so we do try very hard to make them feel a part of our program. But hey, you talk to one of them and they will flat out tell you how much they want to be matched. Mm-hmm. And, they'll say, I don't have anybody to talk to, or, there's nobody to hang out with. My mom won't let me go outside because, there's drugs in our neighborhood, or, those are real life kids. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people don't see them in that way. I think they're also wonderful kids. They have such potential and they so want to be matched. We've been updating some of the kids on our waiting list right now. And, there's been a couple of kids that we think, I'll bet they feel like they just want to give up on this. And they are still, no, I still want one, And when you walk into that house and you've set up the meeting for them and their big brother, their big sister, and they've got this huge smile on their face and they're sitting there perched on the edge of the sofa, their hands are clasped in their lap and they, have no clue really what they're getting into, mm-hmm. but they are just so excited. And then they see this person walk in and they're just cool. They love them and they're so excited to, just get somebody who cares about them.
And the funny thing is, I think as an adult, you'll probably think, am I cool? I mean, will they like me? I'm sure there's that anxiety going mm-hmm. both ways, what should I do or what is fun? What is cool today?
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's us. Do you help mentors
yes.
out there? Yeah. Help keep us cool, right?
Yep. There we go. They will help keep you cool. They will help. We just matched one of the cutest pictures we have. We take pictures of all the matches. We just matched a 72-year-old woman with a 12-year-old girl. The little girl, you can just see it in this picture in her eyes. She is just so excited to be matched with this lady. And, we help. That's one thing people don't always recognize is we have somebody called a match support specialist who their entire job is to keep in touch with every single match. And by that, I mean the parent, the child, and the volunteer. And they're going to talk to them. They're going to find out how the relationship is going constantly throughout the match. So you never feel like you're without support. We also do some things at our office, like how to deal with ADHD, what do I do with educational problems that my, little brother or little sister is having. We do all kinds of things like that. We also have fun activities that we do for all the matches that we invite them to. We have free tickets to things. I'll give a shout out to a group called Most Valuable Kids, where people can donate tickets to sporting events and theater performances, all that kind of thing. We take full advantage of that. We hand a lot of those out to our big brothers and big sisters to use with the little brothers and little sisters. And so, we do everything we can to really make people feel like they're supported. And if they've got a problem or an issue, because it's a relationship, so there will be ups and downs. Mm-hmm. You know, there will be times when you feel like, what did I get myself into here? But it's really good you got somebody in our organization who's got your back. You know, even if you just need a listening ear, you know, somebody to vent a little bit to, they're there. And I think that really does help people. And I think that's why they stick around in our program so long, that and the fact that they truly care about the child that they're matched up with.
All right. And so I'm sure that, you know, on the mentor end of it, you know, we think like, oh, my God, we're doing great. We're helping these young people. But I'm sure it's very rewarding on the other side. And I'm sure the mentors are learning a lot about not only the children, the world, and themselves.
They do. I mean, I'm not making it up when people, I would bet 95% of our volunteers will say they get so much more out of it than they think they give. Whether it's just a child's perspective on the world, we all kind of know how different that is from an adult's perspective. They're not as jaded, let's say, you know, and it's just fun. And so I think they also get to just have a sense that they're really giving back and helping. And people do it for all different reasons. And some people really seem to want to be involved in the child's life and just do the fun things that are out there. Some people want to be more involved in terms of just, you know, helping the child reach certain goals in their life, whether that's, you know, to graduate high school and go on to some sort of post-secondary either education or the military or trade school. You know, there's all kinds of rationales for doing it, and I think it gives different people satisfaction in different ways.
So you mentioned something, and I thought it was really interesting, the Most Valuable Kids program. I think a lot of people are, you know, listening this morning saying to themselves, you know, I would love to be a mentor, but maybe, you know, I don't know if that's for me. But there are other ways to help. And it sounds like this Most Valuable Kids program might be a way for everyone. You know, if you have tickets to, like you said, is that a way that everyone can help if they don't necessarily have the time or cannot be a mentor for whatever reason? But is that a way to help as well?
Sure. I mean, if you've got extra sports tickets that you're not using, or if you have tickets to a play or something like that, you call up MVK and you donate it, and they work out all the details with you. And then the tickets kind of go out on a market, so to speak, and agencies like us get to call in and claim them, and then they go out to the kids in our program. So no, it's a great organization, you know, and there are other ways of getting involved. We have a very active board of directors. We have committees that we'd love to have people be on, of all different kinds. Then we also always accept donations.
Monetary
big grin
donations
on my face.
There you go.
Always there, and just have to go to our website, and we make it very easy for you. Mm-hmm. We have recurring donations, all that kind of good stuff. So, because it does take money to run, even though we're using volunteers, you know, if we're providing professional match support, those are people with licenses, licensed social workers. And so sometimes people think what we do is free. We're a United Way agency, so I'm a big supporter of United Way, always have been. I think there are wonderful funders out there, but we do depend on our donors a lot, and we love them. So there are other ways of getting involved, though I will put it out there. I don't think there's too many people who couldn't be a really good big brother or big sister.
That's good. That's good. So, again, the program that you guys are working, you have to late June to sign up for 50 mentors in 50 days, right?
Yep. We're going to do it, too.
All right. And if our listeners, they would like to become a mentor for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, how can they do so?
Two different ways. You could call 513-867-1227, or you could go to www.bbbsa.com.
Okay. And if you missed that, we'll have it on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now. Like us there now. Thank you so much, Carolyn Winslow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Still to come this morning on Sunday Morning Magazine, we talk to TV host and New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Ian Smith. You all remember him as the diet expert on VH1 Celebrity Fit Club. He's here this morning to talk all about his new book, The Clean 20. That's still to come as Sunday Morning Magazine continues right after this. More to come.